Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. Now, this is going to be a tough one. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is Christina Liu. It's the Christina Liu Show. I mean, like, what? I don't know what I'm here for.
Really just taking over things here.
The important thing about this segment, this show today, is Christina is going to bring us up to date on all the things that are in the town of Northampton. I mean, you know, we're always brought up every week with the different specific things that are going on, but there is just such a wealth of programs, departments, etc., that Christina wants to share all that with us.
Yeah, it's perfectly so, John. I mean, there's tons going on, and just, you know, in Project Independence itself, you know, in addition to all the things we promote, you know, there's really concrete services that are provided via our social work and nursing, and it's just important to kind of refresh. It serves as a refresher for everyone out there who may know things and may, you know, not know things as well. And, you know, I mean, it's really, I've been fortunate. I know I talk about this each week, you know, have been an intern with the program in 2009, which is just when the expansion was starting.
That's the expansion from that.
Yeah, because our program started in 2005 as a neighborhood NORC, which is a naturally occurring retirement community. And the way that that is, it's two census tracts in New Hyde Park that had a high proportion of the senior population, 60 and over. So you're, at the time, the New York State was giving money towards these initiatives. And it was, you know, as it was very concentrated. So it was kind of a baby version of Project Independence, because you had to, you know, there was a nurse and a social worker. There were certain social programs. Advisory committee had to be formed. So it was small. But like I said, it was just for this concentrated area of New Hyde Park. So, of course, it's an amazing service. And who wouldn't want this? So the rest of the town went to Supervisor John Kamen and said, you know, like, we want this program in our town, how do we get this? So the town actually applied for and received a grant of $854,000 from the federal government to provide these services throughout the town. So in 2009, the expansion began, because this is a regional model. So we wanted to make sure we weren't biting off more than we could. And it started off in Great Neck, the expansion began. And each expansion, it's amazing to see, you know, where it was just 2009, it seems like it was just years upon years ago, because it's really incredible, all the strides that have occurred. So it occurred in Great Neck, and how it started was they gathered a bunch of community leaders and people in the community that were interested in being involved with this program. Then there was a huge open house that had all different vendors within the community, and to introduce the social worker and nurse that would be for Great Neck. And then the advisory committee was established, and then it went town by town, you know, it went into Port Washington. After that was in 2010. In 2010, it was the rest of the New Hyde Park area. And then 2011 was the Roslyn, Albertson, East Williston area. 2012 was Mineola, Williston Park, and also in 2012 was Westbury, Carl Place.
Wow.
In each, you know, thing, you know, and it was really a lot of work took place. You know, it was a lot of research trying to figure out the important players that were in, you know, whether it was religious institutions or different local businesses that wanted to, you know, kind of promote the word of this. It was amazing just to see, you know, how it kind of developed. So then in 2012... it was fully expanded in the town, and, you know, but new programs started to come out into things, you know. So we had our Help at Home program, which really got started in like 2010. And it was an amazing service. We're partnered with TRI, which is the Rehabilitation Institute. And they provide minor home assistance. So it could be, you know, if mopping and sweeping, replacing batteries, window cleaning on the first floor and moving heavy objects. There's some light yard work, gutter cleaning, which is the number one request, because I oversee this program and I can't tell you how much we get for gutter cleaning. And what made this program so amazing is that, you know, it was beneficial on both sides, because the Rehabilitation Institute serves as, there's disabled individuals who are in job training. So the goal is to do, you know, these jobs and eventually to get a job out in the community. So on both ends, it was extremely rewarding. And, you know, Project Independence really researches things and the staff, you know, before making, you know, these partnerships, because they want to make sure that it go everything starts as a pilot program and is really overseen, you know, because you don't want any issues. So there's when you have this job done, you fill out a survey, and if there's any issues, you know, we go right to the company and discuss.
This is what every job that goes on?
Yeah, every job. Yeah, I do it. So I work with them. So if there, and it's very, very rare that we get a complaint. You know, but sometimes, you know, the rare time that we do, they fix it immediately.
Right, right.
Usually it's glowing. And it's amazing. And we've had them on the radio program before. And you just see the workers are excited to be part of the program, and the seniors love them. So it's just really a nice partnership. And, you know, it's taken for granted a lot of these things because, you know, okay, I need to change a light bulb. I change the light bulb. But that could really make or break, you know, someone staying in their home for a senior who can't reach
absolutely.
A light bulb.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, we tell them don't stand on step stools and this, you know, so it's really something that, you know, as simple as changing a light bulb or replacing batteries, you know, in a smoke detector or something, you know, really can change, you know, your living situation. And so that's one of my favorite programs near dear to my heart, and you know, working on numbers that, you know, there's been 135 jobs in 2015 alone for that program, and since 2010, 868 jobs were
That's
done
amazing.
With this program, which is just an amazing number. So that's definitely something, you know, and we just want to tell people you could always call 311, you know, and just ask that initial question whether they're able to do it or not. You know, the social worker will be able to kind of connect you to that.
I think that's the point. You call 311, ask the question. I mean,
right, and that's what
we
always
say.
You
have plenty of job, plenty of ability to fill these jobs, but at the same
time,
then, if you don't, we'll figure it out.
You know, to a bigger extent, we have a program that we're partnered with, which is Rebuilding Together Long Island. We've been partnered with them since the beginning, too. And this is, it's more, they provide minor home improvements, but bigger jobs like ramp installation or grab bars, railings. It's really to improve accessibility in the home. But there is an income requirement for this kind of thing. But we're partnered for a certain amount that the Project Independence will cover, you know, the cost of materials. And it's really, I mean, Rebuilding Together is a nationwide organization, and the work, it's all volunteers.
Okay.
So a lot of times they're retired, you know, contractors or plumbers or whatever, you know, it might be. And this follows a similar format as the Help at Home program as well. You know, you would call 311. A social worker would go into the home, do the assessment, fill out, you know, the initial form, and then, you know, follow up with you once the work's completed. So it's really a monitored program, you know, where from the social
worker. These are much bigger projects.
Yes, these
okay.
are big. Right. And like I said, this is income based. So
okay.
you have
okay.
to fall under a certain income. But, you know, and that's what I think is great, is that, you know, you can call and say, you know, oh my God, I need a ramp, and then the social worker will know where to, you know, facilitate your request, and whether, you know, Rebuilding Together can provide the job or Help at Home, or if not, an outside, you know, company that they're
right.
able to, you know, refer you to is it's just really great.
Actually, let me ask you a question, mm-hmm. which I don't get 100%. The social worker's role.
Okay, so well,
she'll determine how a ramp would work.
Right. So really, you know, there's a call will come into 311, and usually the social worker, unless it's something, you know, purely medical, would go to the nurse. But usually the first call goes to the social worker.
Okay.
Whether you fill out a survey sometimes and you say, like, I need assistance with something, it's going to be the social worker. And each region has a different social worker in charge, you know, to manage the whoever, you know, wherever you are. Now, they, you know, they provide the initial assessment for everything. So you can call and say, you know, I'm having, you know, financial problems, you know, I need entitlement, you know, and whatever your concern might be, the social workers have all been trained to know what program or service you need.
Okay.
You know, so, and like they, a lot of times if they're coming in to do a home visit at your home, you know, because you could just talk to them on the phone, but they really would like to meet with you in the home and kind of get a bigger, better sense.
So they will
of,
come to you to
absolutely.
See. Absolutely. Okay.
And that's what, you know, is huge too, because a lot of seniors can't get out. You know, you can
right.
come to the office to meet with them. Each of them have an office at different locations. Or if you want them to come into your home and sit with you, they could sit with you too and really go over things, you know, and do a safety checklist of your house, you know, and say, oh my God, you know, there's a throw rug here. This is really, really dangerous. You need to, you know, remove this. So there's so many layers, and based upon your comfortability too, which I think is great, because you might, listen, I don't want someone to come into my home. I feel more comfortable coming to, you know, the office or talking to you on the phone initially. You know, so that's really, you know, and it's just endless.
But just important for people listening, the person coming is a social worker who's been 100% vetted through the town.
Exactly.
So,
and then
you're not letting a stranger
in. You know, Project Independence and the town of North Hempstead, we're contracted with JASA, provides all of our social work services,
okay,
which is a community-based organization out there. And all these, you know, they have a supervisor there that we work with, you know, so there, and a lot of them have been with us for a very long time as well. And then as far as nursing, we're partnered with North Shore, LIJ, and which I think is Northwell now.
Northwell, yeah. Northwell.
We, Nassau University Medical Center also provides our Westbury nursing services. And that's just the immediate nurses and social workers that we deal with. And what's also wonderful a lot of times is that in a region, so let's say you're in Great Neck, the Great Neck social worker and Great Neck nurse might work together. If you have like if you have a medical concern and some other concern that the social work, which I think is hugely important, so they can come in and kind of give you the full package, you know. So you might need a blood pressure screening and assistance with your medication monitoring, and it's really it's just a great little collaborative. And you know, like where we've been talking about the circle of support, and you know, that's a huge piece of your circle of support, because these are the people who I can absolutely attest to, like, really, truly care. You know, if you're going into this field, you really have a certain care
100%.
And really want to help out. And they've saved, you know, really keep people in their home. You know, this is the mission of Project Independence, is to keep people in their homes with a quality of life, you know, if as they wish, obviously.
Right.
And just to, you know, be able to stay there, because it's not – everyone doesn't want to leave. They want to stay in their homes and their communities that they've been in for, you know, 50, 60 years. So I think it's great because this program helps you do that.
And you're offering the support that people aren't spending their last dollar.
Right. Well, that's
on some
absolutely
of these things. I mean, if you have it, you're going to spend it. But for those people who don't, they're not being neglected, which is the most –
No, and then, you know, especially, you know, with, like, the nursing services – a huge piece too, what the nurses will do, will be assist you in a healthcare coordination. So, you know, a lot of times you might talk to your doctor and not understand what they're saying. You know, our nurse, with your permission, is able to facilitate and assist in that process and say, okay, well, you know, you got to take this kind of medication. They want to change this, you know, so it's really this, you know, for free of charge is
an
incredible service.
It's amazing. We're going to continue on with this when we come back from the break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.